challenge obstacles, and live. You are right. It is the desire to live that keeps one active and even young. And it is having something to live for that stimulates the desire. Yes, it is the will to carry on that keeps one carrying on. But back of it all, there must be something to carry on for. There must be an objective. Having chosen it, do not retire from the fray. Are there pressures? Are there resistances? Are there betrayals? Of course there are. To challenge them is to live. To yield is to fade out. It is the determination to take hold and save oneself, the determination to continue to face the traffic, the constant alertness to the mesmeric forces that try to lull one into acquiescence that keep one youthful. There is a tendency to do everything else except get right down and work for health and for life itself. Age is not a necessity, an inevitable, an honorable thing. It is a surrender to the siren call of ease when there is no ease. Keep in thought the obvious truth that universal life, which has no beginning or ending, is individualized in you and makes you a woman who is ageless and indestructible. If you will hold to this fundamental and lucid statement of truth and talk it to yourself, it will put you on your feet. Certainly a youngster like you should not get discouraged. The world is altogether too inviting. It still is full of wonder and promise. You say you are no longer a youngster? I say you are. Not a person in this world has taken more than the first few steps. It is well that you have a job, nothing like activity to keep one in a normal mood. What in the world do you mean when you say you must learn more of God and less of man? Know thyself is still sound doctrine. But why separate yourself from God? This is the error of the ages. It is known as duality. You and God are one, as certainly as is the moisture and the cloud. Now be careful to have a better opinion of yourself.